Representative Jim Banks accuses Biden of tax avoidance hypocrisy. By Nate Church on April 6, 2021. In a March 25 letter to the President, Republican Study Committee Chairman Representative Jim Banks called out Joe Biden's tax avoidance hypocrisy. Republican Study Committee Chairman Representative Jim Banks asked President Joe Biden whether he would put his proverbial money where his mouth is in regard to the tax avoidance Biden himself publicly criticized. During remarks on Biden's infrastructure plan, the president complained millions of Americans lost their jobs last year while the wealthiest 1% of Americans saw their net worth increase by $4 trillion, saying it just goes to show you how distorted and unfair our economy has become. In the March 25 letter, Banks asked Biden whether he would address the legally dubious tax strategy he said the president and his wife used to skirt roughly $500,000 in payroll taxes. Banks pointed out S corporations used on Biden's 2017, 2018, and 2019 tax returns, in which Biden and the First Lady sheltered over $13 million from taxes designed to support Medicare and the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. Banks wrote. Press reports indicate that you both directed revenue from book royalties and speaking appearance fees into these two corporations, avoiding self-employment payroll tax liabilities that would have flowed to America's Medicare program that provides care to over 60 million seniors. He then referenced a July 2019 article in the Wall Street Journal in which a Tax Policy Center analyst observed claimed, "There's no reason for these earnings to be in an S-corp, none, other than to save on self-employment tax." Breitbart News previously reported on much of the income Joe and Jill Biden generated through the corporations they established to pay themselves. Celtic Capri and Giacoppa are the names of the two so-called S corporations. They did not have to pay payroll taxes collected to fund Social Security and Medicare. Speaking to Fox News, Banks said House Democrats used their oversight power to subpoena Trump for his tax returns, but they've completely ignored Joe Biden's abuse of our tax code, promising changes next year. "When we take back the House in 2022, Banks said, "Oversight Committee, Republicans won't forget about Biden's legally dubious tax avoidance schemes." Banks said the issue shows that Democrat hypocrisy is limitless and their widely publicized rhetoric on closing tax loopholes might not apply to everyone. The ACA imposed higher taxes on millions of Americans, but not Joe Biden. He paid $121,000 less in Obamacare taxes thanks to an obscure tax loophole. "Talk about inside baseball," Banks told the outlet. Joe Biden advocated for expanding Medicare and is pushing to close tax loopholes and for a $3 trillion tax hike, Banks continued. At the same time, Amtrak Joe made $13 million through speaking fees in just 3 years, then skimped over $500,000 from Medicare recipients through tax loopholes. In his letter, Banks closed with a pointed question for the president. "Do you intend to undo your hypocrisy and pay these taxes back to the American people?"